Welcome to another Northwest Herald football podcast. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson. Alongside is sports editor John Steiff and sports writer Sean Hammond. And we're talking with some members of Prairie Ridge's football team, head coach Chris Shrimp, quarterback Samson Evans, and lineman Jeff Jenkins. And guys, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having us in today, guys.
So how's everything going through camp up to this point, coach, with a little more than a week to go before the opener?
Yeah, well, we're feeling good about things. For the most part, everybody's staying injury-free, and that's really in camp. That's what you're hoping to get in is, you know, your basic offense, defense, special teams, keep everybody healthy. You want to go into week one, you know, feeling good about things in that realm. You know, like I've always said, we're just trying to get better week to week. And where we're at now, we're feeling good about where we're at injury-wise and where we're at with our progression of, you know, install plays of, you know, our offense and defense. So we're happy with where things are at.
And you guys, last year, you make it to the Class 6A semifinals and lose
Sorry about that, John.
And lose to Montini, who's the eventual state champ, a tough game. But what did that do for this team with having a bunch of guys back to have that experience going deep into the playoffs?
Well, I think it's just confidence. So much of high school football is just being confident with what you're doing and being confident with, you know, our players being confident in the coaches and the system and the trust factor that the coaches have in the players, and it works in both regards. And knowing that we're able to go and face one of the top programs in the state and compete with them, having them, you know, being up on them, two touchdowns going into the fourth quarter, I think that's got to make our team feel pretty good about no matter who we face, we can beat any program in the state after facing a team like Montini.
Was that tough, Jeff, to be so close to such a good team like that and not quite be able to finish?
Yeah, it's tough. It was really tough, but just kind of knowing we were a couple plays away is really gives us a lot of confidence. Just knowing we were like two or three plays away from being able to beat them.
A lot of people don't want to give away much at this time of year. So, how's your quarterback competition coming? Can you kind of give us a heads up on who you're going to start?
You want Samson to answer that one?
At this point, we're not really sure who's going to start, so it's an open competition, so we'll see by game one.
What, Samson, what does a year of varsity experience do for you now coming into this season? You know, last year it was new to you. You'd run it in youth and stuff, but to get used to that at a varsity level.
Definitely. After the first year, me getting it under my belt gives me a lot more confidence coming into this year, so mostly just confidence that it gives me.
You guys have a number of players returning on the offensive end. Just how is the unit coming together and where are things at right now?
I think for the backfield, everything is coming along really well. There's still some spots in the offensive line that need to be fine-tuned, but all in all, I think we're doing very well.
Jeff, tell us about that offensive line.
They're coming together, and there's a couple of new guys, but a lot of the guys are like coming back. We're around last year, so they kind of knew what was already going on and just filling in. They're doing a good job.
So that's you and Austin Furbit, your tight end, who just committed to Army. And who are the other guys that are going to be in there?
Right next to me at guard is Justin Grampenthin. And then at center, there's still a little competition. Same with the other guard. And then at the other tackle is Grant Collada.
We've got about four guys competing for two spots, and it is a nice thing. Actually, five guys competing for two spots, and that's something that's pretty nice to have as a coach because you can create that competition every practice. And, you know, that helps. It's a nice mix of having guys, you know, obviously Samson's going to be playing. And there's not anybody in our program going to beat out Samson. There's nobody going to beat out Jeff in our program. So you do need – there are some spots that are up for grabs, and it's nice to be able to have guys that could, you know, have to compete day in and day out to keep things fresh, to keep everybody motivated to get better.
What's it like to have that kind of experience coming back in your backfield where you're doing a lot of the sleight of hand stuff with the option, but you have Cole Brown was back there last year, and Zach Goldbranson was, and he's played for you for a couple years. Both those guys have played for you for a couple years. And then
you know, you lost Nathan Griffin, who was a very productive fullback, but you got a guy in Manny Ibirim, right?
Ibirim.
That I'm, and, I mean, he saw some time last year. What's it like to have that kind of experience?
Manny's going to surprise a lot of people. Manny's a tough, tough runner. And we're really starting to see that click in practice now. That's one of the things that we get to see the progress on a daily basis of you know, he's like a bowling ball coming through the line. He's a tough ball of muscle, and he's going to be fun to watch. And that's something to see, you know, adding something a little bit different. He's a different fullback than what Nathan Griffin was. You know, Nathan Griffin was always a big play threat, and Manny's going to be more of the guy. He's going to gain your good, hard 3 yards. And we've got some other threats in our backfield that can – they can score anytime they get the ball. Obviously, one sitting right next to me, and but Manny will is a guy we know we can count on to gain the tough yards.
Was he like 5'9", 225 or something?
Yeah, he is. He is about that. Yes, and he's every bit 225.
That's
and
one of the bigger fullbacks you've ever had.
Yeah, it is.
And some small guys back there. Before.
Tackling him in the fourth quarter is going to be tough for teams. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And we saw him do that last year at the end of games. He'd be in there at the end of some games and grinding out yards. I mean, he was – if we were giving away an MVP for our Crete Monique game last year, I really think it would have went to Manny, how he grinded out a lot of tough yards against Crete Monique.
He got a couple starts for you, right,
when
Nathan was hurt,
season.
And then he got hurt. And
yeah.
Fortunately for you, Nathan was ready to come back.
Yeah, right. We had some good timing. Yeah. There's ever good timing for injuries that actually worked out.
Looking at the other side of the ball, on defense, you guys have a couple of linebackers coming back, Joe Perhatz and Jacob Oman. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting to see out of them, or what's the expectation?
Well, I think the exciting thing about our defense is we're pretty athletic on that side of the ball. You know, Jeff is also taking reps on defense, and why am I forgetting our tight end's name?
Austin.
How do I forget him? Austin's also taking reps. You know, on defense, and that's right there, adding two more really athletic guys. Eventually, I think Sampson will be able to take some reps on defense. You know, that's just making our defense a lot more athletic than what we've had in the past. And it's fun to see those guys run and make tackles and really create some havoc on the practice field. Just be able to strip the ball and getting interceptions and whatnot. Creates a little bit different of a dimension than what we've had. We've got a couple guys, like you said, in Oman and Perhatz, who are coming back, who've gained a lot of experience last year, and we're just looking for them to continue to progress.
What's a guy like Zach Teagan bring? He's almost like a returning starter. He started for somebody else last year. He's coming to you from Marion, and I think he gives you a little bit of size too.
Yeah,
doesn't
he's playing on defense right now, defense and special teams. He played. Played more on offense at Marion, from what he's told me. So he's learning a new position, but it's something where, yeah, you said it. He's an athlete, and we're trying to put as many athletes as we can on the defensive side of the ball because we're facing some offenses this year that have some unbelievable talent, and you know, we got to match that talent.
What do you guys think that opener will be like this year? It's the same as last year, that you guys and Kerry Grove, both of you went to the semifinals, and I know I've had that date circled for quite a while, and wasn't any trouble picking a game for week one that I wanted to cover. So what do you think that'll be like, that atmosphere? Samson?
I think it'll be a very fun game. Last year didn't end like we wanted it to, but I think this year, with a lot more experience, that there's a very good possibility that we could walk out of that winning.
Jeff, what's it like for the defense? We had the Kerry Grove guys in here a little bit ago. We asked them. I'm going to ask you the same thing. What is it like trying to defend the option, being that you see the option every day in practice? Is there some advantages to defending it?
I think there's definitely an advantage to it because you kind of know what's happening already. But I mean, it's still hard to like kind of know what's going on. But it definitely helps out knowing that we run it.
What do you think of that, Coach?
Well, even though, you know, it is the same offense, but we both do some different things off it. You know, the basic plays you know, inside veer, midline, outside veer are pretty much the same. We do run a lot of different formations, different counterplays, and those are some of the nuances that, you know, make things difficult for players in games. You know, one of their big plays is a counter, you know, what that they hit us with last year was a counterplay, that counterplay that we don't run. And that play kind of caught us. You know, we scored on a counterplay that they don't run. So it's just kind of those little things that the average fan wouldn't notice. But, you know, as a coach in the option, just like them, you know, there's always those things that you scheme. And that's a fun for me as an option coach. And I'm sure Brad probably alluded to it. It's kind of a fun thing. You know what the other guy knows, and it becomes a chess match as you go.
I want to tell you about our new sponsor, Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly mystery crate for gamers, geeks, and fans of pop culture, delivering cool and often exclusive items like collectibles, t-shirts, gadgets, and more. This month's theme is from bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics. August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero/villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tee. And don't forget the pin. There's a $45 value in every crate. And if you go to lootcrate.com/Shaw, that's lootcrate.com/SHAW, and use our promo code Shaw, you'll get $3 off your first crate.
Coach, we talked about the first game on your schedule, but also just what are your thoughts on the conference this year? And it's shaping up like a pretty tough season for everybody.
Yeah, tough season and tough start for us. We probably couldn't have picked two tougher games. In conference, out of conference, you name it. We start out, we better be ready. We'll know really quick how good or how bad we are going into week three. So, it's tough with the conference the way it is now. It's, you know, it's really come a long way, and Joe knows that. You know, back, we were celebrating our 20th anniversary at PR this year. And the conference has come a long way from, you know, McHenry just dominating the conference. And, that's something that, we've got a lot of good coaches and a lot of unbelievable players this year. You know, the higher level talent is probably some of the best we've ever had in the area. So it's going to be an exciting season. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Coach, I would say for about the last maybe you've been in the conference for quite a while too, probably 15 years that this has been a really good conference and worked its way to probably one of the better leagues in the state.
Definitely.
And I think just looking at you guys and Huntley and Cary Grove and then other teams like Jacobs, Crystal Lake South, Crystal Lake mm-hmm. Central, Hampshire, that we all think, you know, could be playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Who knows how McHenry's going to be with a new coach, Nat Zunkel, up right there. Is this as balanced, you think, as it might have ever been?
Well, it's really – I don't think it's coach speak at all when you say any team can beat you on Friday night this year. I mean, you look at our schedule, there's no doubt. We don't come ready to play. You know, we can get beat. And every team in the Fox Valley schedule can say that. And, you know, that's no – like I said, that's no, you know, coach, you know, just talking. That's the truth. You know, we don't show up ready to play, and you'll see that. There's going to be some upsets that you don't predict. I can guarantee you that.
Samson, what do you think of that when you look around and see all the strong teams in the league?
I think it's going to be a very fun season to get to play a bunch of people from the area, people that you know, because most of these people we've grown up playing against, and it's just going to be fun to get to play against them in high school.
So how good were those Junior Wolves teams? When you had, I mean, there's five of you guys that played varsity as freshmen. You two, Zach Goldbranson, help me out. I'm gonna space out here. Joe Perhatz and Jacob Ullman.
Yeah.
So how good were those Junior Wolves teams when you guys were coming up through the ranks?
As we got older, they're very good, but that's not what we're worrying about or thinking about. We're thinking about high school and anything can happen or change from Junior Wolves to high school.
Good answer.
John wants me to use this microphone. Is this better, John? Much better. Awesome. All right, who else is on your offensive line then? You know, Jeff's coming back and Austin are coming back. Who else is going to play and kind of contribute there?
Well, like I said, we got a pretty nice competition going amongst about five other guys. But Grant Galata is a senior. He played a pretty good amount last year. He's coming back and really knows his job at tackle. It's our split side. It's opposite Jeff. He's got a kind of a different job description as to what Jeff does. Does a little bit more getting upfield. He's a more smaller, quicker guy that we can count on getting downfield and making some blocks. One other player that I think is really stepped up, Grapenthin, is Justin has done a really nice job of coming out, learning the tight guard spot. You know, it's one of the higher profile jobs on our offensive line. And he's really done a good job learning his position. And he's a tough kid on the field, nicest kid in the world off the field, but learning how to be a tough player on the field. And I think we're going to see some good things over the years, next 2 years from him, because he's only a junior. And he's got some good size to him.
Jeff, for years, Coach has kind of subscribed to the theory that he likes to platoon guys, you know, and not have guys. Except last year, I think, well, maybe with Shane, Samson's brother, a couple years ago, you used him both sides, and you used Jeff similarly, and you mentioned Austin Furbit might. Mm-hmm. How is it holding up for a whole season going on both sides? Do you like it, or what do you have to do to hold up that long?
It's great. I mean, I think it got easier as the season went on than because, like, against Cary last year, I was a little tired after that game, but as, like, the season went on, I think I was, like, got in better shape, and so it just got easier for me as, like, time went on.
Are those the only two guys you think might
Well, I think we'll see probably as we go. We might see more and more. You know, you've got to be a special talent physically, but not just that. Mentally, you got to have to hold up and be able to mentally, you know, take the challenge of playing tired, and it's hard to do. Not all kids can do it. Mentally, you also have to learn both sides of the ball. You know, we ask a lot on both sides. There's a lot to know, and that's why we want most players only learning one position, because you know, it's a lot to know. And so, but if we have those special guys, you know, Jeff's a great example. Works extremely hard. He knows his position, and then you know, if he's going to be a player that can make plays on both sides of the ball, we're silly not to use him.
And Samson, it's not defense, but will we see you returning again? I know Coach liked using you as punt and kickoff returns the last couple of years. Is that going to be your job again?
Of course. Why would they not put me back there again?
Yeah.
I mean, I was back there for 2 years, and I mean, if I could – they put me back freshman year, I mean, why not put me back junior year?
Yeah.
I'm reading the overview we got here to make sure I'm not missing anything, but I just read that Jeff, you wrote that once he puts on some additional weight, he'll be a Big Ten recruit, and he's sitting there wearing a Penn State shirt. Where are you at as far as recruiting, and is that kind of a goal to put on more weight, and where do you want to be at with that?
Well, that's definitely what I have to do to get more recruiting again. I got to put on weight, but I want to put on like 20 pounds by Halloween, so that's my goal.
Okay, so what's the bet? Share the bet with us.
Nobody needs to know Coach Rump's weight.
Well, it was you put on 20 and he lose 20 by Halloween,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. That was it.
So, okay.
All right, so you have the Ball State offer. Have you visited anywhere else? Where are you kind of at with that?
I'm talking to a couple schools right now, but all of them are like the same. You got to put on more weight before anything can happen. So I guess that's where I'm at with, like, basically all the schools.
Yeah, but there's several Big Ten teams really interested in Jeff, and that's been the recurring theme is once he gets weight on, then they'll talk about offers. You know, so it's just a matter of putting on some pounds. Jeff's a talented offensive lineman, and once that happens, we'll start seeing some more doors open.
And Samson, you have offers from Army, Central Michigan, and Northern Illinois, where Shane is. And what have you heard any more, or is it kind of quiet right now?
Right now it's kind of quiet. Most of the teams that were contacting me wanted to see, like, the first three games and how I did. But other than that, nothing really.
And I think Joe worked on this or talked to you about this for our preview story, but what position are they looking at with you as far as college teams?
Because of my size, it kind of fluctuates on where they see me as. Some see me as, like, maybe an outside linebacker or a safety. Others see me as a dual-threat quarterback or a running back or a slot.
I think that's the thing that most coaches are – they're waiting to see what he looks like after – I mean, Samson's had a really good offseason, put on a lot of weight, a lot of strength, maintained the speed, if not got faster. And the college coaches want to see where he fits in their program, and I'm sure part of their recruiting ties into that, where they might need a player. And, I think it's just a matter of time before Samson gets some more offers.
Have you kind of embraced that, though, that they're recruiting as an athlete, that you don't have to be a quarterback, or – How badly do you want to play quarterback?
Well, it just, like, depends on the offensive scheme. If the quarterback's mostly passing, I mean, I don't have the greatest arm in the world, so, I mean, being a wide receiver in that kind of offense would be good, for me at least. And for, like, a team, like, other team, college team that don't pass as much and are more, like, running or quarterback and run a lot, then that's more what I see myself as.
As far as numbers this year, are you feeling like you guys are a 6A team again?
As far as our school enrollment,
yeah,
we'll be a 6A team.
Yeah. Is that? Do you feel like? I mean, Carrie was in here. They're like, we don't know if we're 6A or 7A. Do you feel like that's a good thing when it comes playoff time to kind of know what class you're going to be in and maybe who some of the potential opponents are? Or?
I think it might give you a little peace of mind heading into that last night. But when it's all said and done, you don't really know anyway. Yeah, you can kind of guess who you might have. So you might go and scout a team here or there, but I don't think it's a total make or break. You know, us knowing we're going to be in 6A, yeah, maybe later in the year we might start looking at some other teams that we might face again, you know, match up against. But the other thing, is too, hey, we still got to win six games and qualify, and we got to take care of that first before we – you know, there's been a lot of playoff talk already, and like, oh, we haven't even played a game yet. Who knows how we're going to be? So we better be ready for game one.
With all the changes in the past couple of years in the FEC, you know, you guys bounced from the Valley to the Fox, mm-hmm. and now it's one division. How does that impact you guys? And do you feel like it? You know, I guess how does that set you up if you are a playoff team to play mm-hmm. the larger schools?
Yeah. Well, I've always liked. Everybody has always asked me how I liked the conference alignment and going back and forth. I liked it because it gave us different teams to play. You know, you kind of get in a rut where you're playing the same teams and the same schemes over and over again. So I enjoyed flipping back and forth just to give you somebody different to prepare for. But definitely, you know, you make it through our conference and you qualify for the playoffs, you're going to be playoff ready. There's no doubt about that heading into week one. And really playoff ready for no matter who your matchup is. You know, you can be a 5-4 team and match up against somebody and give them a hell of a game. That team's 9-0 because of the conference we went through. So, that's something where I think you'll see, you know, going into the playoffs, all of our playoff teams are going to be strong teams, you know, come that time of the year.
Is your staff completely the same from last year, or do you have any changes?
A couple minor ones, but I've got the same varsity staff intact. And that's been the one nice thing. You know, I've had Coach Peterson, Andy Peterson, and Joe Terhar, who really are my mainstays with running the offense and defense. They've been with me all 15 years. I've had Matt Dunker helping on defense since 2010. We've had quite the continuity on our staff, and that's a big part of our success over the years.
All right, well, I think that about does it, guys. So thanks a lot for coming in, and we look forward to the season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun stuff in the FEC this year.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys, for having us.